Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! And things suck! Woo!
Let's go!
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Come on and break me off! Break me off! Cause I get what I want and I like what I see! If you got...
Monday, July 1st. Welcome to July. Here we go. Here we go. Halfway through the summer, it feels like. And it is great to have you here. It's Damon Bruce Show brought to you by Ike's Sandwiches. It certainly feels like we have reached the end of Klay Thompson's tenure with the Golden State Warriors. As free agency begins, all indications are that he is out the door. That is why I am very happy to bring in the door today the one, the only, Cyrus Satsis. Now you know him from a long storied tenure in the San Francisco radio scene. And then you know him from Locked On Sports. And now you will get to know him with the Golden Days YouTube channel. He's launched it. He's starting it. He's looking for subscribers. And I will be one by the end of this day. I am subscribing. Great to see you, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. And I want to say hello to the Golden Days audience. We're doing a dual stream today. I apologize that the Golden Days crew is not getting, I got a new open forum and everything. So apologies for the lack of branding and everything else. It's a dual stream with the Damon Bruce Show. Damon, great to see you, brother. And yes, this was a huge weekend for NBA basketball. We're obviously going to get into the Warriors because even though nothing happened for the most part, there's still a lot going on and it's time to talk about it. So great to see you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Not only was Klay Thompson one of the most successful players of the last decade, he was without a doubt the Warriors' coolest player. And if we talked about fan relationship with star on the Golden State Warriors, I don't know if there was a closer one than the relationship that fans had with Klay. If it is over, Cyrus, and I do believe it's over, I think it needs to be over, and we'll get into all those details. How are you going to tell your grandkid one day about Klay Thompson bouncing on your knee?
Well, when you say Klay Thompson's the coolest Warrior, are you referring to the fact that he hangs out with Instagram models, or referring to the fact that his lifestyle is primarily playing with his dog while playing PS5 and having honey-drenched blunts sitting alongside him while he's hanging out with his brother and his friends? Is that what you mean by cool, or is it the boat? Is it
Look at it this way, Cyrus. He leads the NBA in nautical miles captained this year, for sure. Like, this Absolutely. Guy lives a life that we hope to just get a glimpse of on our very best vacations.
Absolutely.
Our very best vacations are what Klay Thompson calls Monday.
Absolutely. But yeah, Klay Thompson, again, nothing's official yet, but you know, and I wanted to talk about this first and foremost because I published a YouTube short, and now we can get into this a little more because, Damon, every once in a while, on average about every 6 months, I actually break a story. In case you're unfamiliar, this guy right here, as crazy as it may sound, broke the story that Bob Myers was leaving the Warriors. This guy right here with two thumbs pointed his way broke the story that Jonathan Kuminga was pissed at Steve Kerr after in the game following where he was benched almost in the entire second half against the Nuggets, a game where the Warriors, for people that forgot, they blew, what, like an 18-point lead, 20-point lead at half to the Nuggets.
Right. And a year full of terrible losses, that was one of the worst.
That was the apex, I thought, yeah. And so, anyway, so I broke the story over the weekend. I don't know if you heard this, Damon, that Andrew Wiggins, I mean, because there's been a lot going on with him. And there's this ugly spat going on right now where he was supposed to play for Team Canada. And then the Warriors stepped in and were like, no, you're not doing that. And apparently Wiggins is unhappy about this, right? And the Warriors are trying to put out the spin.
He's pretending to be publicly unhappy. I think any night you can give Andrew Wiggins the old, you ain't playing basketball, he's like, yeah.
Well, Anthony Slater reported, and it was important to pay attention to the subtleties of this, which is that in his tweet he wrote, I'm told, right? He didn't actually say this as like he knew this himself. But then you have Team Canada. You have their head coach. You have Michael Grange of Sportsnet reporting that Wiggins is unhappy over this decision. And part of what made the Warriors unhappy, where they stepped in and said, no, you're not doing this. I mean, the obvious answer is they're trying to trade him. And I can confirm that as a fact. The Warriors are trying to trade Andrew Wiggins. Whether they're going to pull that off is a whole other story. But what Andrew Wiggins did not do, which pissed off the Warriors, is let them know that he's actually planning on playing for Team Canada. In other words, there was no communication. The Warriors heard about Wiggins playing for Team Canada secondhand. And that didn't make them happy because there are contract stipulations, as you know, this goes across all professional sports. Barry Zito, I remember infamously 15 years ago, came out publicly and said he couldn't surf. The Giants wouldn't let him surf because of that big contract. Professional athletes have these caveats. Monty Ellis fell off a motorcycle, supposedly. And, you know, so there's a lot of contract stipulations because, you know, owners don't want their multi-million dollar investments damaged in the offseason. If you're going to get damaged, get hurt playing the sport that they're paying you to play. So Wiggins did not let the Warriors know.
And if we're being honest about Monte, it was a moped.
I apologize. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. Factual accuracy is important here. So anyway, so I just wanted to break that story as well, that Wiggins did not let the team know. That added a layer to this whole ugliness. And so that happened over the weekend. And then, there's Klay Thompson. And here we are, man. Well, let me ask you this, Damon. Let's start with this, because I think it's interesting. What did you think, if you read it, about the Tim Kawakami article pertaining to Paul George and the trade that fell through? Did you get a chance to read that? And I'd love your thoughts on it.
Yeah, so what? It was with the Bulls and Zach LaVine, and they had an actual deal in place to get that done. I've also heard that there was a deal in place that they hadn't done for Paul George, but then the Clippers backed away from that.
Yes, and yes, correct.
Okay, so Paul George never equals winning no matter where he goes. I like him, but he's a distressed asset at an age I wouldn't be interested in. Zach LaVine is a distressed asset, but in an age I would be interested in. And if they got to attach a number one pick to get that deal done, Chicago might. But again, you're trying to give up Wiggins and Paul. To me, the biggest headline, because it actually happened, everything is in the maybes here. The biggest headline of the weekend is Chris Paul comes and goes with nothing to show for it.
Nothing. Jordan Poole got traded for nothing.
Poole was traded for no remaining helpful Golden State Warrior, not even an expiring contract going out the door. That, to me, is the first sign of, hey, Mike Dunleavy, come on, what are you doing here? Because I actually, just on Friday, I was talking to Larry about this, Cyrus. I think that Dunleavy's done a decent job so far. I like his first draft class. I think that he's taking a measured, reasonable approach. I don't think he's in the commander's seat to really like roll the dice and shake it up. So he's just kind of playing the table. He's on the come line. He's just trying to figure out the dice game here and what he's really got. But the Chris Paul gone for nothing is a little like, well, if he didn't help you on the court, which he didn't, he was supposed to help you from a financial escape hatch. And he didn't help that either. So why? What did we just go through with Chris Paul?
I guess as honest of an answer as you can give is the Warriors' intentions largely were to trade Jordan Poole for financial purposes, right? Ramona Shelbourne reported this over a year ago, and she was right. I mean, if there's anything that the Warriors got out of all this is they're officially no longer in luxury tax hell for the first time in nearly 5 years. From an asset perspective, I'm 100% with you. I don't like the idea of losing assets and getting nothing in return, which is what happened here. The Jordan Poole piece of this is interesting for a number of reasons. One is I maintain, and I believe this strongly, the Warriors don't win a title in 2022 without him. He was an important piece for that team. I know he was a role piece, still important, and that same year in 2022 is a huge reason why Klay Thompson became expendable, is because for all the chatter about his contributions, what he gave to this team, the Warriors started that season 18-2 without him. And I honestly don't know if the Warriors don't win a title if he's not on the team, period. I'm not diminishing his contributions that season. I thought he had a great year overall. I thought it was the last year where we saw a shell of the old Klay. I mean, he was still playing defense, and then the drop-off happened the following year. But that season made him expendable. In the same vein, losing Jordan Poole for nothing, you're now in a position where it's like, why? I mean, is it just money? Is it that important to get under these luxury tax thresholds? It is crazy, but I'm with you, man. Let me follow up on the Mike Dunleavy Jr. thing, because he's earned a lot of grace so far, and rightfully so, for the two drafts. These have been fantastic draft days for year one and year two for Mike Dunleavy Jr. When you look at the fact that they didn't have a lottery pick, yet despite that, Brandon Pajemski, your boy Trace Jackson Davis, and I will say your boy for all the good reasons, and now they get Quentin Post, a player who I think is a fantastic addition. But when it comes to GMing, it isn't just drafts. A grade for the drafts, but we need to see something when it comes to free agents and or trades. Nothing has happened so far. If you look at his resume in that respect, you lost Jordan Poole for nothing. You lost Chris Paul for nothing. You're about to lose Klay Thompson for who knows what. The sign and trade is interesting. We can talk about that. So I'm still waiting to see Mike Dunleavy Jr. pull the ingenuity that Bob Myers would do. Like, to me, Bob Myers, when he pulled that trade of Kevin Durant and you got back Andrew Wiggins and you managed to get a year of it, of a good year of Wiggins in the process, and you got Jonathan Kuminga, that was ingenuity. And you started that with D'Angelo Russell. I need to see that level of personnel shakeups from Mike Dunleavy Jr. in terms of trades and free agency before I can truly give my blessing. But you're absolutely right when it comes to drafting. A plus, man.
I think, yeah, that's the thing. Like, checkers, moving this piece to this piece, selecting this piece, good. Chess, is he 2-3 moves down the board here? It doesn't feel like it, but I think there's a little something that we both need to put on the table right here, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Right now.
Let's do it.
The biggest mandate of this offseason isn't the trade, isn't the competitive level. It's to get underneath the tax apron. And in that, Mike Dunleavy's already found success, is he not?
That's fair. Let me ask you this. Is it, and bigger picture, is it fair to Stephen Curry that so much of the focus is on the salary cap? That's the part of this that I think the fan base, and I understand it, is a little perturbed right now, because you still have Stephen Curry in your prime, and I feel like the only focus so far has been getting under the cap. I almost feel like this Paul George trade falling through hurt the Warriors in terms of the relationship with the fan base, because me, myself, I was prepared for an offseason of minimal activity and where the main moves were going to be using that mid-level exception and the biannual, which is now what the Warriors are at for the most part. But for a brief moment, we were like teased with Paul George. I follow what you're saying. He's the same age as Klay. He's never been a winner in the big picture in terms of making the NBA Finals and winning titles. But he still would have been an unbelievable asset, man. I would not have hated him on the roster for nothing, basically, or for considering what you're losing, regardless. So for that trade to fall through because the Clippers didn't want to bring money in, and I don't blame them for doing that either, but it also sucks that the trade talks went that far only to lead to nothing. But I feel like the fan base is a little let down right now because we're seeing all these tweets from Waj and Shams. Teams are improving. They're making moves. The Thunder look legit. Right. I mean, you have to consider them an absolute one of the favorites for the title next year.
The Hartlestein deal is pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is. And on top of Alex Caruso, and you're not losing any assets in the process except for Josh Giddey. Bravo to the Thunder. We'll see what happens next year. But so I can understand the Warriors fans being a little like disappointed. Because, you know, Paul George right. dangled and now there's just nothing. And we're just watching the Warriors sit idly by, hopefully pulling off a sign and trade for Klay while a lot of other teams are pulling these huge moves. I get it. But at the same time, I'm not totally discouraged. And that's where I'm at. Where are you at with the Warriors right now? How are you feeling, man?
Well, let me tell you where I am. I'm already thinking about lunch. And what I want to think about lunch is it's Yikes. Time to go get a nice Yikes. Sandwich. We're going to have a nice little segue to a little promotional tie-in here. And this is not just happening on the Damon Bruce Plus channel. This is on Golden Days as well. We are simulcasting, baby, Ike's logo. That made it. I'm sorry the Golden Days logo didn't. The next time we do this, it'll be up there. But let me tell you, you got a great sandwich waiting for you at Ike's today. I want you to download the app. If you download the Ike's app right now, when you wake up on 4th of July, he will have put $4 in there for you to use towards your next purchase. So download that Ike's app. Order through the app, whether it be in person or delivery. Use the Ike's app when you order. You'll be happy that you did. The sandwiches are delicious. And then the next time we want to tie one on, we're going to the Dubliner, Cyrus. Plusmania 4 is going to be announced soon. It's going to be at the Dubliner. We're picking out the date. I hope you can make it there, as we get our channels together as we celebrate in one of the best bars in San Francisco, the Dubliner West Portal. It's a sports bar. It's an Irish bar. It's a neighborhood bar. It's everything you would ever want. Go say hello to Kenny and John. They're waiting for you. They're going to pull you a perfect Guinness every single time. Get yourself to the Dubliner and West Portal. No one's losing that in free agency, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Damon, just to add to that, I've always thought you've made it when someone makes a bobblehead of you, right? Yeah. Like that used to be my barometer for success. If you have a bobblehead made in your character, you've made it, man. You're big time. Now there's a second thing in terms of how you've made it in this world besides the bobblehead, and that's having an Ike sandwich named after you. If that ever happens to me, man, like I feel like I made it. I'm ready to move on to the next plane. That's my one dream in life. But yeah, so congratulations, Damon, and everyone else for having sandwiches named after you. I think that is incredible, and I love their food.
Again, I was a sandwich before it was cool to be a sandwich. That's where my sandwich is. That feels good. Can I tell you a great story? Of course. You know, KNBR would always. Like Ike never did any business with any radio station the way he's doing business with me as an official sponsor, but he would love the mentions, so he would always send over free sandwiches. Oh. And the Giants would serve, you know, the KNBR would have a whole bunch of Ike sandwiches for, you know, clients, and when they would bring people in for meetings, and they would do station events at the ballpark, and they would bring in Ike's catering. Mm. And now I'm on 95.7 The Game, like literally by myself, like killing KNBR and its business model forever.
And you did, for the record.
And I did. Thank you. Ike would only send KNBR Damon Bruce's. And they would tell him, they'd be like, stop sending us Damon Bruce's. And he'd be like, sure. Next time, Damon Bruce's.
That's awesome, man.
What are they going to do? Send the sandwiches back? They're a radio station. They're not sending sandwiches back. They're going to take any free thing that I send them. I'm sending them Damon Bruce's. May you haunt them forever. That's my boy right there.
That's awesome,
dude. That's my boy. Anyway, look, so Cyrus, you're my boy, obviously. So there's trades that haven't happened yet. The one that feels like could still happen is one for Lauri Markkanen. Before we even talk about how he would fit with the Warriors, what do you think of Lauri Markkanen?
Lauri Markkanen. So a talking point on Golden Days has been like, who would you trade Jonathan Kuminga for? Right. And there's very few names I would sign off on personally, like Giannis Antetokounmpo, sign me up. I feel like that's the only realistic name. And even him, it doesn't look like the Bucks are going to do anything, but I can still dream. Beyond that, it's
multiple-time MVP, win a championship, you're in.
Well, and then there's all the huge names, like Luka Doncic, you know, the Nikola Jokic's of the world. There's only very few players I would trade Jonathan Kuminga for. Like Paul George, to me, I would not have signed off on that, for example. Now, Lauri Markkanen, that's a tough one. Like, I don't know if I trade Kuminga for him, and I'm guessing that is going to be required to do so. Here's the thing with Lauri Markkanen. He spaces the floor. He can shoot outside. He's 7 feet tall, so he brings you size. But he is a defensive liability, and he's not at the level of these other players I just mentioned, meaning Lauri Markkanen cannot be a number one piece on a title contending team. Can he be a number two piece? That's the question, right? I mean, because that's realistically, Steph's your number one. Can he be a number two? And so I have hesitations about what you have to give up. The Warriors can only trade, I think, two, maybe three first round picks for him. You're looking at all the assets you'd have to give up, all of your young players. So, and this is why I bring up the Kuminga thing. If you trade for Lauri Markkanen, you're looking at a team that basically is Steph, Draymond, if Wiggins stays, although you probably have to trade him to match salaries. So I guess my question to you, Damon, is even if the Lauri Markkanen trade has a realistic potential to it, like you're giving up everything. Like your roster is a shell of itself.
Right. Now you got Steph and Lauri Markkanen.
Exactly. So you're not a contender if you make this trade. That's why I'm not gunning for it. I'm not like huge on it. If you can pull off a Lauri Markkanen trade without giving up Kuminga, I'm all in. But with Kuminga, I don't know, man. What do you think?
The key to being a well-adjusted Warriors fan this year is going to be to get the word contender out of your head.
Well, when you have Steph,
I don't think they're a contender this year. I don't think they have the means to become a contender this year. I don't think there's a perfect trade to pull off that makes them a contender this year. Maybe to set up a year from now, maybe. But I think more than anything, they finally need the year of competing with as much dignity as they can while they turn to Moses Moody and figure out what he is and Jonathan Kuminga and figure out what he is once and for all. These are two kids. We're still, 22 years old, 21 yeah. years old. They're still so young. You got to figure it out. It's year four for both of them. This is the who are these guys year. You need Brandon Pajemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Are the two of them in your starting five? Are they both in your starting five this year? Because I would rather have a losing season with both of them in the starting five than come in a game or two above 500 with minimal contributions from them.
Which brings up another whole other point, which is like, how crazy is it that a lot of the front office moves are made because of Steve Kerr's crutches, right? I almost feel like a huge reason why the Warriors are prepared to move on from Klay and that Andrew Wiggins is in all these trade discussions is because you know if they're on the roster, Kerr is playing them. And it hinders the development of these youngsters. I totally agree with you in the sense that the Warriors on paper right now are not contenders next year. Even though they have Steph, even though they have Draymond, I know they're aging with Steph. And I know Steph is kind of like he's hit the peak and he might start slowly coming down on the parabola. But here's the thing. We have no idea what we're going to get from Kuminga, Pajemski, Moses Moody, if he actually finally gets real minutes. Trayce Jackson-Davis, we saw a glimpse of it, man. And it's such a shame he didn't play more because he would have made that second team all rookie if he had more minutes and started playing sooner. But we don't know what
can stop Trayce Jackson-Davis is Steve Kerr.
Rah. Yeah, exactly. So we don't know what's going to happen with these four. And here's an example of what I mean in terms of the optimistic, the best case scenario for what turns out. Brandon Pajemski shot 43.8% from deep in his second year in college at Santa Clara, his final year. That is an astronomically impressive number. And what we saw from Pajemski, I think the last month, he shot over 60% from deep. He finally started to get that shooting stroke. And that doesn't normally come right away for young players. It takes a little while for them to feel it out. And Pajemski is the youngest player on the roster. Him and Kuminga are the two youngest, 3 months apart at 21. The point is, let's say Kuminga, these workout videos this offseason are getting me excited. I know they're just workout videos. I get it. Spare me the lecture on, you only see the best parts. But unlike last year, this year we're seeing workout videos where he's working on his ball handling. He's working on his dribbling. He's working on actually developing his physical core. Like he looks ripped and ready. And Pajemski could turn into like a 40%+ three-point shooter this season. That's on top of the physicality. That's on top of already the terrific ball handling and the fact that he's 6'4". So he's on a smaller point guard, which is his natural position, and he's set that himself. My point is, if these young players develop and start reaching their potential, and you surround them with Steph, Draymond, and hopefully they get some good pieces from a Klay sign and trade and the mid-level exception and the biannual exception, which is all available for them, and that's huge. I still have high hopes for this team. I just don't want to rule them out simply because the NBA, as you know, is turning into the NFL, man. Parity has become king. We may never see another dynasty again. There's a good reason why we haven't seen a repeat champion since the 2018 Warriors. And so it's not impossible, but I totally get what you're saying too, which is on paper, no chance in hell. But there is hope, is what all I'm trying to say with WNBA.
I was talking about this with Kruger. Like, he's talking about how to replace Klay Thompson shooting, and they need another shooter. Here's the thing. They needed another shooter before Klay Thompson felt like he was gone. Now they're going to need multiple shooters. And sure, everybody in the NBA needs shooting. You can't have enough of it. I get it. Defense. That's it. No matter what they do, if they come out and they play legitimate, not fooling around defense 82 games a year, they will be a playoff team for sure. If they are one of the four or five teams that chooses to use a regular season to play defense in, that's how they get to be a playoff team again. They could have been a six seed.
Yeah.
With Draymond not being suspended and just playing some better defense. And I think that Moses Moody is going to be a vehicle that is going to allow them to play better defense. I really do. And getting Klay off the floor for his 17 points per game, where he's given up 11 easy ones every single night because he's a traffic cone defensively.
Yep.
I just think they're in the right direction. Is that direction contending again? I don't know. But I think that they're pointed in the right direction if they play defensive-minded basketball and try to use a year to get under that repeater, luxury, apron, all that comes with the tax on the tax on the tax on the repeater tax on the tax on the tax on the tax. They just need to get out of that, take a breath 1 year, reevaluate their own young guys, and I think be better positioned going forward. Steph's not going anywhere. Mm. I mean, Klay Thompson still hasn't gone anywhere. Maybe Klay does really look around and go, maybe I am coming home. I don't know, but it feels like that ship has sailed. Meaning Lakers or Dallas Mavericks could be a sign and trade partner for the Warriors here. If you were to sign and trade with the Dallas Mavericks, are you getting PJ Washington?
No.
Probably not, right?
No.
Not after the finals that he just had. Do you want Maxi Kleber? I don't.
and that's one of the names that the Warriors could acquire in a sign and trade. The sign and trade, we have to keep expectations minimal in that regard. If the sign and trade even happens,
here's the deal. I wouldn't want Klay to be a Laker, but he could get you, I think, the valuable sign and trade piece back. I would want Rui Hachimura.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. Do not give me Maxi Kleber. Do not, Josh Green does not excite me. And there's another name besides Rui that the Lakers also have, which I would love, and that's Jared Vanderbilt.
Jared Vanderbilt. And if you're playing defense, now we can talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jared Vanderbilt's not giving you an awful lot offensively, but defense, here he is.
Don't give me Gabe Vincent. I want none of that. Give me Rui. Give me Jared Vanderbilt, and that's an awesome sign of trade. You're absolutely right, man. And I want to add something in the chat, too. I don't know who wrote it, but someone in the chat keeps saying that Kuminga plays awful defense. That could not be further from the truth. There is a very good reason why Kuminga routinely had the toughest defensive assignment. It was always Kuminga and Wiggins handling the two best players in the opposing team for very good reason. Do not rely on defensive rating for a stat. I need to clarify that because I hear people mention that sometimes. The reason why I never touch defensive rating, which is a very subjective stat to begin with, it's one of these formulas that somebody created and it's flawed, it's subjective. Stephen Curry was the number one defensive guard in the NBA two seasons ago based on defensive rating. Damon, I know Stephen Curry is underrated as a defender. I've never criticized his defense. I think it's a weak argument if you're going to point that out as a weakness of his. I think he's a solid defensive player.
Right. He never mailed in defensive reps the way that Harden mailed them in, but he has never slapped the floor once and stopped anybody.
Absolutely. But Stephen Curry was not the best defensive guard in the NBA. And if you rely on defensive rating,
right. He
was number one two seasons ago. The moment I saw that, I'm like, this is a flawed, bogus stat. The stat I look at is matchup numbers. And I had to compile that. The NBA does not just present that to you easily. So I did a whole show listing top to bottom who the best Warriors defenders were in terms of matchups. And Kuminga's like third or fourth. It's an asinine argument to say that Kuminga's bad on defense. I vehemently disagree with anyone who says that. It's a dumb opinion, and I just wanted to push back on that for the people in the chat saying so, and anyone else for that matter.
I mean, I think it's hard to look at any player in the NBA in the regular season and evaluate what they are defensively. You only really see defense in both directions for four quarters in playoff games, and even now that's become optional in like the first and second rounds. It's the amount of, yeah, you guys play at your own pace that this league has going for it is gross. It's gross. It really is.
So I want to go back for a second, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So Tim Kawakami wrote this column.
Yes.
Which was, it was, I thought it was a great column, actually. This is not an excuse for me to bash TK. I thought he did a good job, but there's two things in here that I thought were flawed. And I just wanted to point these out. One is he played very loose with his verbiage regarding who the players were that the Warriors were dangling for Paul George. I don't know if you've seen this. There's like 10 different memes out there. Maybe there's 100 of them from all these different social media accounts who claim that they're, you know, NBA reporters. And it says that the Warriors offered Kuminga for Paul George. Not true. If you actually read the column and don't just skim over it, this is where Kawakami, I wish he was a little more, he wasn't so loose with the words. Kawakami wrote that it was Moody or Kuminga, and he adds the word possibly. He also wrote in the same column that if Kuminga was actually involved in the trade, the Clippers probably would have greenlit the thing and Paul George would be a Warrior today. So for all the people out there who are posting memes or who are, you know, being very lazy, quote unquote, journalists saying that Kuminga was part of the trade discussions, not true. Maybe the Clippers asked for him, but the Warriors were not dangling him for Paul George. And then the other thing in the column, and I'd love to know your take on this, Damon. Tim Kawakami wrote in his column, this is one sentence, and it really stuck out to me because I disagree strongly with it. He wrote, quote, "The Warriors will not be better without Thompson," unquote. Strongly disagree. What do you think?
Yeah, to me, I don't agree with that either. I think that the Warriors can be better without Klay Thompson because it just changes the way that the entire roster gets played dramatically. And I think that Moses Moody is a worthy player to explore, to see what he is. And I think Moses Moody might be your best defensive guard, better than Gary Payton II on day one. I think he might be the best defensive guard that the Warriors have right now. And we hardly got to see him. And I think that that is a difference-making player. And again, just Klay Thompson led the Warriors in super cool right up until the last 2 years. And then the no-maintenance player became a maintenance player. And he became a dauber down guy. And he became a guy, you know, if Klay is hangdogging, well, that's going to get the entire locker room hangdogging. And I just think it was time to move on. It's official. We're getting it all over here. It's official. Klay to Dallas. Klay to Dallas. And I love Klay. I got nothing bad to say as I'm going online to see exactly how official this is, what the particulars are. It hasn't hit ESPN.
Well, it's always either Waj or Shams, right? Oh, here we go. Wash. Breaking. Do you want to take it or do you want me to read it?
Go ahead. Do it.
So Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting, breaking. Free agent Klay Thompson plans to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal. Friendly reminder, sorry to interrupt myself. 2 years, 48 is what the Warriors offered. With a player option, sources tell ESPN, Thompson ends his historic Warriors run as part of a multi-team sign and trade that'll also send Josh Green to Charlotte. So what do the Warriors get? We don't know that part yet.
I don't know that part yet either.
That's interesting.
So it's a sign and trade.
A 3-team sign and trade apart so far.
With no asset returning to the Golden State Warriors as we know it right now.
There's got to be something, right? I mean, there has to be, right? Let me see if Shay... This is ridiculous, man. Why are they always on the short end of the stick in recent history when it comes to anything exciting with transactions? Yeah, there's still don't know what the Warriors are getting. No information there yet. So that is crazy, man. So, well, officially we can now say that it's now official. There is no more speculation. Klay Thompson is no longer a Golden State Warrior.
Oh, there he is. He's wearing they got him right in the Dallas jersey already, photoshopped into it. God, that looks weird. Wearing number 10.
I'm ready to already give a bold take. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
The Mavericks are worse now with Klay Thompson.
He's Harrison Barnes 2.0 at this point in his career, right?
Well, look, he's going to take minutes from someone. You're not going to make this move and then not give Klay 30 minutes a game. His defense is a massive liability. His shooting is inconsistent. he's Ray Allen. He is Ray Allen 2.0, and he's Ray Allen with the Miami Heat at this point of his career. And if Dallas is as strong as Miami, maybe, I wouldn't bet on it, but maybe, then Clay's a great ad. But otherwise, I think he makes him worse.
I mean, he's a catch and shoot guy. Yeah. He's a catch and shoot guy at this point in his career. He really is. He's a catch and shoot guy. The good news is with Kyrie and so the Warriors have always and forever only had one ball handler, and his name is Steph. Like, no one else on the team can even fucking dribble. Between Kyrie and Luka, at least he's got two ball handlers, and he can just turn into the I'm peeling off screens catch and shoot guy, which is, I think, who he wants to be at this point in his career. Look, I wish Clay the very best. I'm never going to root him again. I'm never going to root against that guy for a minute. I hope he goes and carves it up for Dallas, but the returns will be diminishing.
Yeah.
On Clay Thompson. There is no staying the same. You're getting better or you're getting worse. And Clay Thompson is 100% in the getting worse portion of his career. Not his fault. It's all the natural aging process of an athlete with two catastrophic injuries in their career. It's time to go away from a player that I thought was restricting the development of younger, capable players behind him. I'm not going to say more capable because we don't know yet, but younger, capable players behind him. Pajemski just got five more minutes a night. Moses Moody's career just changed. Moses Moody's career just changed dramatically with the exit of Klay Thompson. And I'm looking forward to seeing what this young man's going to have in his career. Klay, thank you for the memories. What, he takes 3 years, $50 million, but wouldn't take $248 million from the Warriors?
Well, and if you look at it, because the third year is a player option, we don't know the details yet, but in theory, the first 2 years will be less than what he would have made with the Warriors. First, and I want to sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Klay Thompson, and his agency, for finalizing this trade while you and I are doing this live, so that we don't have to do a second show later on. I'm being totally selfish saying that. And Adrian Wojnarowski also adding to the tweet, he had four-year offers for more money, but taking less was offset by the chance to win a fifth championship with the Mavericks and the difference in state taxes.
Klay Thompson to the Lakers. Again, it's not really a championship opportunity, but it was your daddy's team. Yeah. It's LeBron. It's the Lakers. I get it. Klay Thompson to the Dallas Mavericks. Again, a team that was in the NBA Finals last year. Has two future Hall of Fame players already on a roster that is pretty damn good. I get it. Klay Thompson to the Orlando Magic. I never got that. Like, I don't care how much money is waiting for you in a tax-free state, how close you want to be to Disneyland, Disney World. I don't care. Like, that just never made sense. I'm glad it at least makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We still don't know what the Warriors are getting. I really hope. Damian, let me ask you this, man. What are your thoughts if what the Warriors get back is a trade exemption, which they rarely, if ever, used to begin with? What if that is what they got back? Like, would you be...
Better use it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But, oh, I hope that's not what it is, man. I want an asset back. And I love how we were just one minute talking about these two Laker pieces that would be absolutely amazing. And then now now who knows what we're going to get from the Dallas Mavericks. I do love the fact a few people in the chat bringing up that a lot of Californians now live in Texas, especially Dallas. So they get to see Klay up close and personal. Congrats to you folks.
Oh, great. Those who moved away can enjoy Klay. Fantastic. look, the thing that I don't understand here is I don't know if the Warriors are getting anything, because I'm going to tell you right now that in the story about Klay Thompson and the Dallas Mavericks and Josh Green and Charlotte, the main story, the team that moves the needle the most is the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. So for Woj to not include any asset back to them, meaning that I don't know if they are going to get anything.
That's crazy if they don't, man. And again, this is where I feel like with GMs, it takes years before you can, respectfully judge them and critique them, because you need the body of work. But again, Mike Dunleavy Jr., bravo with the drafts. Again, I'm all on board in terms of your assessment of personnel. So far, so amazing. But you got to also pull some magic here with personnel, man, outside of the draft. You got to do something here to inspire the fan base, to improve the roster, this just sitting idly by, just watching you know, on your porch, the rest of the NBA, you know, exciting their fan bases and improving their rosters. This part of it, I'm not a big fan of. So I do hope they do something.
Interesting day indeed.
Yeah, it is.
Klay Thompson, it's official. Like, we knew it was going to happen today. There were all indications from this weekend that this was going to get announced. Klay was too much of a valuable asset to be a day three, day four free agency guy. And good for him, man. Seriously, good. I nothing but love for Klay Thompson. But obviously, he knew that, look, smart people know when it's the right time to get off the ship. Bob Myers is smart people. I think Klay Thompson is not dumb people. You know what I mean? And I just think he knows that there is a better chance to make a little bit more money in a more competitive situation somewhere else than try to be the guy who, you know, the once beloved guy, but currently getting motherfucked by an angry fan base who doesn't get what they used to get out of you. Like, there was, what was the reason to stay? To other than catch flack and ire from now embittered Warriors fans. I think a fresh start is good for him. I think it's good for the team. I know it's good for Kerr. I definitely know it's good for Moses Moody. And you better hope that the team that the Warriors need to go out and compete with is already sitting in that locker room. The amount of responsibility to maintain competitive dignity with the Golden State Warriors that now falls on Jonathan Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Brandon Podziemski, Moses Moody, all the young guys on this team. You know, we're not going to put it on the stretch five from Boston College quite yet, but we're looking at you too, buddy. You know, you better step out and hit them from 40% from downtown. You better, because the Warriors are going to need
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And I think that not having old habits just waiting there for Steve Kerr to fall back on is an asset for the Warriors at this point.
There's so much left to do. I mean, the Warriors don't even have an assistant coach right now. There's so much. Oh, by the way, Nick Batum, who I was looking at as a prospect for the Warriors, has just signed with the Clippers. So that's off the table. We still don't know what the Warriors are going to get back for Klay. Nothing there yet, which is really weird.
Let me just read it once again to anyone who missed the official announcement. Adrian Wojnarowski, 10 minutes ago. Free agent Klay Thompson plans to join the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $50 million deal with a player option. Thompson ends his historic Warriors run as part of a multi-team sign and trade that will also send Josh Green to Charlotte. Now, Josh Green isn't the player that I wanted back either, so that's fine. Thompson had 4-year offers for more money, but taking less was offset by the chance to win a fifth championship with the Mavericks and the difference in state taxes. Agent Greg Lawrence of, the Wasserman Group led Thompson to serious talks with the Mavericks, the Lakers, among others. So there you go.
And Damon, I don't know if you agree with this sentiment or not, but I feel like this was just a divorce coming based largely off two groups or individuals with huge egos, right? You have Joe Lacob, who prides himself on negotiations. And look, I'm of the belief, and this is another thing, I don't know if you agree with me or not, that one of the hardest things to do in this world is to convince someone else to give you their money. That's why I do have a healthy respect for people in sales, for business people. It's not easy to have someone else give you their hard-earned cash. And so Joe Lacob, as rich as he is, undoubtedly in his mind is thinking, Klay, we paid you over $40 million or in that range for 2 years so that you could rehabilitate your injuries. Okay, we didn't pay you to play. We paid you to rehab.
Right.
And we were going to give you $48 million more when you're clearly on the decline in your career. And Clay sees it a whole different way, which is, I earned those 2 years based off the championships and what I contributed. I deserve more than 48 in the 2 years now. And it just was too much. It was just a clash of egos. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a clash of egos. I think it's a clash of math. I think it's, I think it is a little money was already out the door on you, Clay, and you're supposed to come back here, and your desire to remain a career warrior and end your career with Steph Curry is supposed to be an overriding factor, not just price point. You've already made more money than you'll spend in your lifetime.
Easily.
So, like, you know, easily. Come on, man.
How much money is enough? Like Chris Paul, for example. I mean, like he just accepted a 1 year, $11 million deal with the Spurs. What about the championships? You're not winning a ring with San Antonio this year. So
you know, Chris Paul's never won a ring anywhere. Winning a ring ain't it.
But the point is, like, he's already made so much money. The dude has easily a quarter of a billion, if not a half billion, in the bank or wherever it's invested. And no, he needs 11 million more instead of completing his resume by getting a ring. It's just crazy to me, man. I don't have that greed in me. And I guess some. And I don't mean to like call Chris Paul greedy, but how much is enough?
Well, I guess the best way that I could say it is money's not my Jesus.
Same.
Never has been, never will. I mean, look, I was in radio, so I can prove it to you. Money was not my Jesus.
Well, you made a healthy amount, though. With all due respect.
I did. I made pretty good money. For good reason.
You earned it. I'm not saying you didn't earn it. You were the number one guy, so you earned it. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you did work in radio instead of being a doctor or an engineer. So.
Right. And what I just think is happening here is that all good things come to an end. And that's what happened here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, everyone looks for someone to blame. Well, whose fault is this? I'll tell you whose fault this is. Time. It's time's fault more than anything else that this is happening. And this is probably, you know, the right time for it to be happening. An argument could be made. It probably should have happened a little while ago.
Yeah.
You know, this was a Band-Aid that was hard to pull off because of the championship. Look, the last championship was more unexpected than the first championship, right?
Tell that to anyone else but me, and they'll agree. I was one of the only people on the planet who saw the 22 Warriors as the easy favorite. I predicted them from the start, but you're absolutely right. It was the least expected of the four. That's an easy statement that I wholeheartedly agree with.
Right. I thought it was harder to see the Warriors cutting right to the front of the line than it was to see the Warriors hanging out in the club for one more night.
That's fair.
You know, yeah. And they did it. And in that moment, they basically said, let's keep this together. And hey, you know, championships are worthy to acknowledge. You have to. You can't just be like, that didn't happen. We need to move on to other things. But it absolutely deterred the Warriors from zigging 2 years ago. And that's why the last 2 years of basketball have been thoroughly unsatisfying for an awful lot of Warriors fans.
Well, it was unsatisfying for a lot of reasons. And I think it's a huge reason Bob Myers left is for the first time in this dynasty, after the last title, you started to see a split in vision in terms of what to do next. You know, I will never forgive those Ty Jerome, Anthony Lamb minutes. I just can't get over that. Like what world do you live in where you think that's a good idea? It doesn't make sense that the Warriors gave up Juan Toscano-Anderson and Damian Lee after winning a championship with them and replacing, they earned the veteran minimum wherever they went. You could have brought them back, but you go with these two-way guys. Sorry, man, I don't know if that's a tangent, but you're right.
But it's the old, you know, I used to say this so many nights sitting in the bunker doing shows when I'd rather see what
that's an inside thing. People don't know what that means.
I'd rather sit through prospect X's growing pains and see what he's got than see what Ray Durham's got left.
Tell the audience what the bunker is. I don't think most people know what that means though.
Oh, the bunker was a little studio that was carved out on the, in 24 Willie Mays Plaza where I was able to do post-game shows from. It was great. It was right across from the clubhouse. You could poke on in. I used to decorate it with rubber chickens during the whole Bonds thing. And now that I'm gone, it is a cold, soulless room, much like the radio station that I left in my wake. But It's a shame when things have to come to an end. And the Warriors are closer to their end than they are their beginning. They're trying to hold on, and it's all going to be much different without Klay Thompson getting announced on opening. I got to tell you, I don't care how many more years I cover Bay Area sports, I don't think I'm ever going to see anything more manly than Klay Thompson walking back down that aisle to shoot those free throws. That was one of the most badass. And then he jogs back for a defensive possession on one knee, ready to play. That was some of the most, you have to protect a player from themselves, because if given to the, if leaving it up to the player, this man will go out and die on the court tonight. Like, that's the mode he's in. He's in the, you're going to have to carry me off this court. And they did. They had to get him off the court to save himself from himself. That's the kind of competitor he was.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson just gets to wear the bad motherfucker helmet for his entire life. Like, he does. Like, I love that guy. He was so easy to root for until he became a little hard to root for there at the end, but I'm never going to let that define my relationship with him. He is a special, special guy. He eats for free in this town.
Oh, easily.
Forever.
Forever. You're right. I mean, the guy's going to get a statue. I mean, look, he will be revered for the rest of his time here. And what I always bring up, and this is me just being lucky growing up in an era where, you know, I grew up a Niners fan and they were like an 18-year dynasty. It was incredible. And I studied that and learned a lot from it. And one of the things I learned is, like you said, all good things come to an end. That includes dynasties. But it doesn't mean that the relationship with a player is over. And the Niners cut loose early instead of late. That's how they kept that 18-year run going. And those players did not harbor resentment. They weren't bitter. They left. They finished their career somewhere else. And then they came right back. And they're still welcomed in that building in Santa Clara, the Niners headquarters. And the same will apply to Klay Thompson. Again, my one request for the statue, make sure you add Rocco next to Klay, please. But yeah,
Anthony Slater is reporting that the Warriors haven't agreed to any Klay Thompson sign and trade to Dallas at this point, per sources. Could still happen, but the negotiation has not been finalized.
So what do you think that means exactly? Do you think it means Klay's agreed to Dallas and now the Warriors have to figure out what they want? Is that how you see that?
Kind of. What is the return?
Yeah.
If we're going to sit down at a desk and hammer this deal out for Klay Thompson, it just can't be to get Klay paid. We're obviously, you know, going to do right by him on his way out the door. But the deal coming back to us can't just be Josh Green's going to Charlotte.
Well, and isn't it weird that like that part's already agreed? Like we have we know there's three teams, but the Warriors don't know that. There's something weird here. And again, Anthony Slater sometimes will report what the Warriors tell him. Right. And an example of this is the Andrew Wiggins thing. Like he reported that the Wiggins not playing for Team Canada was a mutual decision. That was not a mutual decision, but he reported that based off what the Warriors told him. And then you learn from Team Canada that no, that's not true at all. Wiggins was not happy. So who knows? Maybe that's just what the Warriors are telling him, but it is weird that Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams Charania are reporting. Well, I don't know if Shams reported, but he reported the initial part of it.
Shams
but
got the nuance, too.
Yeah, but the nuance is that it's a three-team trade that Josh Green is involved, but the Warriors don't even know what's happening. So that it is weird. Yeah, it's
well, here's the thing. What are the Warriors? Are the Warriors getting something back from Charlotte? Like, does Charlotte just get a player? Like, Charlotte's got to be giving something in this three-team trade, right?
You're right. What is their involvement in this? You're absolutely right. So there's still a lot to come. And I promise the Golden Days audience this. We will do an entire show dedicated just to Klay Thompson. Because like you said, man, he was an integral part of a dynasty. The respect is there. It's just, you know, like life goes on, right? The show goes on. Like we're at a point where he's no longer a part of this. So at the moment, maybe we won't hold parades, but the respect will come, and this is crazy, dude. This is absolutely insane. I mean, the fact that the Warriors are in the dark, the fact that the Warriors are pretending that they're not even involved in this trade, that's a wrinkle. That is a wrinkle, my friend. I don't know how this goes down.
Feels like maybe, you know, Team Thompson jumped the gun here on leaking it to Woj. If that's the way it goes.
Maybe.
You know, they got to get the payrolls all lined up. Yeah, again, you involve a third team. There's another moving part. So, yeah, we still don't know. Still don't know.
Have you had a chance to look up any prospective free agents? Like, are there any names out there that excite you currently? Because the Warriors will have the mid-level exception. They will have the biannual, the mid-level approximately 12.8, 12.9 million, the biannual approximately 5 million. Those are good chunks of money that you can get some real talent for. Any thoughts there? Have you gone that far yet? Because I can give you a few names, but I'm wondering if you've gone that deep in your research yet in terms of the Warriors.
No, I mean, you know, so Mo Bamba is a guy. If you could add Mo Bamba, maybe. Okay.
He would be available in that price range. I wouldn't doubt that for even a second.
Sadiq Bey is a player that they were interested in the original Wiseman Portland saga. Maybe they come back to Sadiq Bey. Nicholas Batum would have been a name that I would have thrown at you, but he just signed with the Clippers.
And the Sadiq Bey thing, just real fast, it was technically, I think, a part of the Warriors for like a brief moment in that wheeling and dealing involving Wiseman and Gary Payton II. But he did tear his ACL in March. So you're realistically not going to have a service this coming season. So
then forget that.
But I agree with you, man. I would love him otherwise, but the torn ACL in March kind of puts a little damper on that. Do you want to throw a few names at you?
Yeah, please do.
Just a few. So the first one, and this is a player that might be at the top of my list, and please forgive me for butchering his name because I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's the backup center with the Orlando Magic. Is it Gobots? Godats? God damn it. I got to look it up right now real fast while I look it up. But he is someone who was paid virtually nothing this last year. I believe he made the veteran minimum. Terrific big, totally under the radar. I would be elated if the Warriors signed him because he can shoot the outside ball. He's a terrific rebounder. Goga Bidats is his name. I finally found it. So he would be high on my wish list as a big who can stretch the floor and who brings toughness inside as well. Bidats, yeah. So people in the chat are correcting me on that as well. So that's probably the top of my list. Few other names to throw out there real fast because I didn't do extensive research here. Kyle Anderson of the Timberwolves. Your thoughts?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. You know, not really.
That's fair. That's fair. You don't. This doesn't have to excite you. A name that was mentioned early in free agency. I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know if he's been signed yet. Malik Beasley of the Milwaukee Bucks.
What about like a guy like Nick Claxton? Could you fit him in as a mid-level?
He got signed already. And he got signed for $25 million a year.
Oh, never mind.
I know it sucks. I would have loved him too, but he's not available, unfortunately. And then there's one other name that sticks out to me that I really like. If I can find it real fast here. This one I'm not excited about, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. Buddy Hield.
The three-point shooter who doesn't hit a lot of threes?
Yes. He doesn't excite me, but I'm curious if he elicits any emotion from you.
Price range guy. How does he do next to Steph's gravity? Maybe. Like that's a guy I'd like to take a test drive with before I decided to lease or buy. You know what I mean?
Oh, and something in the chat saying Kyle Anderson already re-signed. So if that's true, then never mind. Jesus. It's already getting thin in terms of who's out there. And then CeeDee Osman is another name who I think is still out there. He can shoot the outside ball. Yeah, there isn't a lot. Tobias Harris, I would have mentioned him, but he already re-signed with the Pistons today for a shitload of money. They grossly overpaid for that guy. Not a lot of options, man. Shit.
Again, I don't think I'm going to be able to get that angry at the Warriors not doing much because it doesn't feel like there's much to do. Like the big swing was maybe Paul George, and I don't even know how big of a swing that gets you. I don't know how much, you know, velocity, contact, launch angle that actually gets you.
So another name that is out there in terms of a trade, and Lauri Markkanen's name is the sexiest out there, but Brandon Ingram is also available for trade.
So and we can talk about Brandon Ingram.
And the Kings are reportedly pursuing him. I don't know if the Warriors have interest. If the price tag is, let's say, Kevon Looney, Gary Payton II, and a future first, I'm doing that in a second.
Heartbeat. You got a diminished asset in Kevon Looney at this point in his career. Whatever he was, he won't be that probably again for the Warriors. Gary Payton II, God bless him. The dude is a rumor more than he's an NBA player at this point in his career. Yeah, I would bring in Brandon Ingram. Look, the Warriors, if they kind of get hamstrung without being able to do anything big between now and the start of the season, it's going to be then the conversation about the midseason trade that you could possibly get. Maybe Zion Williamson. Again, look, distressed asset.
That's intriguing in a positive
way. Distressed asset is the business that they're going to be in. There is going to be no sure thing 24-year-old perfect fit trade coming for the Golden State Warriors. It's just not going to happen. Not to mention the entire league doesn't want to help the Golden State Warriors at all anymore. The league is tired of the Golden State Warriors.
I've heard that mentioned around, you know, as an excuse for the Paul George trade not happening, that teams don't want to help the Warriors. I don't, do you really buy into that? Like, do you really think like the average GM on another team is thinking to themselves, oh, the Warriors, fuck them. Like, do you think that's really happening? Or do you think that's more like a narrative?
I think it's a part of those, like, okay, well, you know, tie goes to the runner. Is there anyone else on the phone?
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that the NBA is envious and jealous of what Joe Lacob's been able to accomplish, and nobody wants to help him do more. By the way, the Boston Celtics are for sale.
That is crazy, by the
Isn't
way.
Isn't that nuts? Like,
that is totally nuts, man.
What do you think the Boston Celtics go for? That's got to be $6 billion.
I was even thinking higher, dude. I was thinking like 8-9. I mean, because part of the sale is
this for $9 billion. I think you can buy the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know about that.
Okay, but I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some owner, there's some billionaire out there who's just going to see the Celtics and be so excited by the idea of owning that team that they'll be willing to play anything. You're probably right. It might be closer to six, but
hold on. I don't like to get my breaking news off the chat, but I'm looking at it right now. Free agent D'Anthony Melton plans to sign a one-year, $12.8 million deal with the Warriors, according to The Athletic and Stadium. So there would be your mid-level exemption right there. It's not a bad pickup, but that is the entirety of your offseason. You added D'Anthony Melton.
Well, I'm waiting to see if this is true. If it is true, I hate it initially. I have to do some more research, but like he's a point guard, is he not? That's who you're giving your mid-level to as a point guard? I need to confirm this. Right now, I don't see.
You know, you can't more of a combo guy, right?
What is he, like 6'2", 6'3"? I don't see.
He's an undersized combo guard.
I would not be happy with that if that's true. I don't see there's a fake Shams Charney account writing that.
Okay.
There's an account that's Shams Charania
who writes. This is why we don't get breaking news off the chat.
Oh no. Oh shoot. Oh no.
What?
No, it's the real Shams. I'm not excited about this. This is not a good move. It's a 1 year, 12.8 million. Shams Charania is tweeting this. God damn it! I'm not happy about this, Damien. What are your thoughts?
It leaves me uninspired. It feels like you have a small backcourt who needs a better shooter before this conversation started, and you put this man into the conversation, and you still have a small backcourt and you need a better shooter.
Dude, this is ridiculous. For the folks in the chat who are saying shenanigans, no, Shams Charania just tweeted this like it's fact. Free agent D'Anthony Melton plans to sign a one-year, $12.8 million deal with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, the good news is it's 1 year, and I know you need some help for Stephen Curry, but of all the needs your team has – of everything that caused problems for you the last 2 years. D'Anthony Melton is not the salve. He's not the solution. This is an awful move. This reeks of Steve Kerr.
Does D'Anthony Melton have a defensive reputation that I'm not caught up on?
Yeah.
D'Anthony Melton just a lock it down level defender that I'm not aware of? It feels like I would have been aware of that. So I don't know. Slater's got this too.
It's official. It's official. This is real news. And it's an uninspired move. I just feel like it's more of the same. This is not, I'm not happy. That's all I can say. This is not a move that makes me happy. And I'd love to read the feedback in the chat. I don't know if other folks are seeing this as a bigger positive than me. I mean, all I'm seeing is he's another Corey Joseph.
I believe Kareth Burke will be reporting it as she loves it.
Of course. Yeah. That's Steve Kerr's girl who, yeah, I don't want to get into that. That's an individual I'm not a fan of.
That's a House Oregon.
This is ridiculous, dude. Some people are saying look, the truth is D'Anthony Melton is a solid basketball player, but of all the Warriors' needs, this ain't it.
Right.
This ain't it. This is not what the Warriors needed to get over the hump and beat teams like Minnesota.
An undersized guard.
This is asinine, man. I don't know how they're going to justify this. This has Steve Kerr written all over it, and they just used up.
Rustin Lee says he's better than Corey Joseph. I mean, this is not the bar to set our standards at, is it?
Yay.
Is Corey Joseph Yay. Now the measurement of do you want him to be a Warrior?
This is ridiculous, dude.
Slater. Melton of the Warriors on a mid-level for a season. Backcourt depth, defensive boost. They've always liked his game.
And I'm not saying his game's bad, but it's just great. You have another point guard. Like the Warriors' entire issue is size, athleticism, and 6'3 is your answer to this? This is Steve Kerr, man. This is why when we talk about
Skywalker's got it. Tanking for Cooper Flagg.
That would be awesome.
The tank has begun.
Cooper Flagg, I don't think so. Is the real deal.
I don't think so. Well, that is.
Oh my God, dude! What an hour, dude! What an hour!
I mean, this way, I'm glad we went through this together.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're streaming together, and this is something that we need to absolutely do more of. Now that you are out of the world of locked into bullshit,
yes,
you can do your own thing, and believe me, doing your own thing is the only right way to go here. If you are watching Cyrus right now on the Plus, on the Damon Bruce Plus channel, I want you to find Cyrus's channel, give him a subscribe, make sure you like over there, help him build up an audience because he's excellent at what he does. We love talking to him. I've always loved joining you, and it's great to be on with you, and let's do more of this, brother.
Right back
and,
at you.
Right back at you, brother. Never a dull moment around the Golden State Warriors. I'll give him that much.
Oh, my God. What an hour, dude. Like, we started this show not knowing what's going to happen with Klay Thompson. And we've ended this show an hour later, the golden hour, with Klay Thompson going to Dallas. We still don't know what that sign and trade is going to be. We don't even know if the Warriors know what's going on, but we do know the Warriors want D'Anthony Melton.
Dude, I don't even need to know what the sign and trade is. We got Melton. We got Melton. Get the t-shirt. We got Melton. Melton.
Uninspired move, man. That's ridiculous.
So if you need to drown your Golden State Warrior sorrows, go to the Dubliner and West portal to do that. If you need a sandwich to get you through your day, make sure you go ahead and you get one from Ike's. Again, plug away, brother. Let everyone know where to find you. Exact thing to put into the Google, the type Thank bar, you. And you pop on up for sure. What is it?
The show is called Golden Days. That's the new program. Days like Days and Confused. Party of the Moon Tower, bro. Yeah, there's kegs.
Martha Washington was a hip lady.
Yes, she was, dude. Behind every good man is a good woman. Absolutely right.
There we go.
By some chance,
subscribed. Boom.
Oh, thank you, man. And if by some chance you can't find it, add the word Warriors, Golden Days Warriors. It pops up number one every time if you do that. But Damon, I love you, man. Thank you. Yeah, let's do this regularly. And I'm glad we did this together, dude, because that was one hell of an hour, bro. And I really wish. Oh, look, another breaking story. What is Stephen Curry's retiring?
Oh, my God. Golden State Warriors are for sale. You can get them with the Celtics, 2-for-1.
Oh my God, dude. You're and
Cyrus will be giving away a free D'Anthony Melton jersey to his 1 millionth subscriber, but you got to hit 1 million by today. So if you are interested in a D'Anthony Melton jersey,
signed by
Cyrus, but it's a D'Anthony Melton jersey. So enjoy that. That's available to you if you're the 1 million subscriber. This was an awful lot of fun. Let's do more of this.
Let's do it.
There you go. And seriously, to end with this, Klay Thompson, bonsoir, mon ami. Thank you for everything. It was a pleasure to watch you play basketball. What a textbook, gorgeous jump shot. The backwards waterfall, the upside down waterfall, whatever. It was freaking gorgeous. Klay Thompson, the real life, real living Jimmy Chitwood, right out of the movie Hoosiers, the perfect jumper. Thank you, Klay, for everything. And thank you, Warriors, for D'Anthony Melton.
Oh, God, dude. Cyrus. Oh, my God. We'll break this down again soon.
Should we just, like, smoke a bowl together right now to get
yes.
through? Should we just light up and go through it?
It's early, but yeah, why not? I mean,
it's early. You fucking liar. It's not.
You party to either have fun or to, you know, mask all the pain that you're suffering. And yeah, this will be in the latter. So sign me up.
Smoke. There it is. Think of the new concession that they can have it. They can have the tuna melting. All right. That's it.
We're out.
For Cyrus, I'm Damon. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe to both channels. And as always, we remind you that sports don't build character. They reveal it. And like that, he's gone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.